Crossblades, written by Miri Rainbowitz, read by Raven. Summary. It's one thing to hear secondhand about how Caladry of Myndalin fights. It's another thing to witness it firsthand. Alana had heard a lot about how Caladry of Myndalin fought. Well, of course she had. She'd picked Neil of Queen's Cove as her squire. But it really was one thing to hear about it secondhand, and another to see it firsthand. Alana and Kel had been walking around by themselves in the woods north of New Hope, just gossiping, chatting, when a few of the sparrows who were acting as their scouts flew back, practically quivering with pent-up emotion. A brief conversation later, Kel told Alana that a Scanran raiding party was just ahead and heading towards New Hope's fields. They could head back to New Hope, is the thing. Or they could send some of the sparrows back to sound the alarm and get a squad assembled to meet the raiders when they reached the field, while the two of them followed the raiders to make sure none of them escaped. In all honesty, it's what they should do. But Alana's itching for a good fight, and based on the glint in Kel's eyes, she feels the same way too. There's 21 Scanrans, 18 foot soldiers, 2 squad leaders, and a mage. It doesn't take a genius to figure out what Kel means when she points at Alana and then the mage. And Alana readies her magic while Kel pulls out her bow and 2 arrows with, yes, that does seem to be griffin feather fletching. Possibly a remnant of Kel's time with the juvenile griffin she'd taken care of as a squire. One of Kel's arrows pierces straight through the unarmored neck of one of the leaders, who falls down with a gurgle. Before the other Scanrans can react, the other arrow punches into the other leader's eye. He's dead before he hits the ground. Alana casts a bolt of magic at the mage, who tries to shield against her and fails miserably. Violet-colored flames surround him and consume him in seconds. While Alana was killing the mage, Kel had started attacking the foot soldiers, and Alana just stood there for a few seconds, catching her breath and looking at Kel. Somehow, despite being at least a head taller than Alana and built like a tree trunk, Kel looks graceful as she attacks the raiders with her glaive. The weapon seems almost like an extension of herself, instead of an instrument she uses. It's a beautiful thing to see. But Alana puts aside her admiration of Kel's fighting form to join the fight herself, a smile on her face as she joins the fray. The end. Thank you for listening.